Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No, it is not Rob Parker. Instead of Rob P, it is none other than Rob G.
Wow.
That's right. Robert Guerra, the super producer,
is stepping along
into the arena. The arena, of course, being the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will get you there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free roll hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here is the way sports talk radio should be. You got the Odd Couple for the next 3 hours. So keep it locked
on
Fox Sports Radio.
Three.
The iHeartRadio app or SiriusXM channel 83, however you may be listening. Rob Parker is off tonight. He is beginning a vacation. He's going all over America watching Major League Baseball games. I never miss Major League Baseball games, but he is going to watch some games. And in his place, you know, it's a Friday. First things first, my television show with Nick Wright and Kevin Wiles on FS1. We were dark today because of NASCAR. And I felt like taking it easy tonight. You know, I needed some light work. I didn't want to strain myself. So I brought in, as I tend to do when Rob is off, a punching bag, a tomato can. No, my man, he gonna bring some heat. He already shared with, oh, he got takes, y'all. He got takes galore, all right? And Rob G, what you got to say for yourself? I'm excited that you're here, man.
Well, as you know, Chris, I had to take a mental health day yesterday. I was off from the show because I was so nervous about getting in the octagon with you. And I knew what was coming. You know, you've been sending me these very threatening text messages and voice messages. And I was like, you know what? I got to get myself straight, get into my zone because it's going to be a tough day on Friday.
Yes, yes. Well, welcome. I will take it easy on you. You know, you're my man. So don't worry about that. But we got the Odd Couple crew in the house. Of course, DJ Alex Heischer, he never misses a Funky Flashback Friday. He might miss a Monday, Tuesday, or a Wednesday. but not Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, which is Thursday, or Funky Flashback Friday. Where is Alex?
In the crates.
He's deep in the crates, y'all. Producer, of course, super producer Rob G is here doing double duty. And on the updates, our man, Steve DeSager. All right, Rob, we're going to start on a somber note. And yet, you know, it also, look, we understand everyone has to die at some point. And as we get older, you're not as old as me, but you start to see legends, people that you looked up to, people that you revered for various reasons. Some athletes and other, you know, politicians, musicians, actors, just great people in general. And one of those legends passed away today. And that, of course, everybody knows, I'm sure, who's listening. Jim Brown. Jim Brown died today at 87 years old. Arguably, and we'll get into this, but the greatest, not only running back, but football player ever. He is in that discussion, and many would say he is the greatest football player ever. I think I'm in that lot. You know, there's other ones. Lawrence Taylor, Tom Brady. I think Brady's the GOAT, but not the greatest football player, but the GOAT quarterback. You know, Jerry Rice, some say, Deion Sanders, whoever you might want to say. But also, Rob, Jim Brown was a legendary activist on behalf of the African-American community. And we know he played during the 60s when things were much different in this country. Early 60s, you still had legal segregation. And then in that decade was the end of segregation, legally at least. And African-Americans obviously faced a lot of obstacles that aren't there today. We still have some obstacles, but not like it was in the 60s. And Jim Brown was always outspoken. And even after, you know, the 60s, Rob, after he had retired, after he was long gone from the athletic scene, he started AmeriCan, which was an organization to help gang members, particularly in Los Angeles, but gang members in this country transition from prison or the gangs into regular, everyday, productive life as an American citizen. So, look, he wasn't a perfect man. He had some domestic violence issues back in the day, and you know, but he was a phenomenal football player and did great things in the community and in this country. And Rob, when I grew up, and I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and Jim Brown, I never saw him play. I mean, I saw film and highlights and all that stuff. But even though I never saw him play, he was just this legendary figure. He was like a LeBron James, like Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali, and he still is, actually. But it was so close to the time he retired. He was still in movies. I remember him seeing him in movies. Slaughter, Three the Hard Way. He did a lot of blaxploitation films, but other films as well with Raquel Welch. He did a film. First interracial love scene with Raquel Welch in a movie. So he was just this legendary, larger-than-life figure. And it is tough when legends like this, particularly from your childhood, die. And I'm interested to hear your thoughts on him, Rob, because, you know, you're much younger than me. And, you know, he wasn't as much on the scene, if you will, during your childhood as he was in mine.
Yeah. And if you're any kind of sports fan and you don't know the history of Jim Brown, then you're doing yourself a disservice. Now, just to put into context, you said he's the greatest, for your money, the greatest football player ever to live. I would actually agree with you. But if you don't know, okay, he played 9 seasons for the Browns, 57 to 65, led the league in rushing 8 of those 9 years. Mm. He rushed for over 12,000 yards and averaged 5.2 yards per carry in his career. He was a Pro Bowler every season of his career. He made it to the championship game three times. He won the championship once. He was a three-time MVP. He never missed a regular season game.
That's incredible.
Okay? Like,
all that is incredible.
And the, for my money, the only other person you can compare to him historically would be Jerry Rice, where, you know, Jim Brown had the record at the time, 126 total touchdowns, that Jerry Rice eventually broke. When he broke it, it took Jerry Rice 33 more games to break that record. Like, I don't think it's possible, unless you are really doing your homework, to appreciate how dominant he was at the sport of football. Probably more so than anybody ever has been and probably ever will be.
Go ahead.
Well, sorry, just say it quickly. And as great as he was on the field, there's a large segment of the population who believes that was secondary to what made him so special. Like that photo from, I believe it was the Cleveland Summit.
Yep, 1967.
Yes, with Bill Russell and Lew Alcindor up there together with him to discuss what was going on with supporting Muhammad Ali. It was the big premise of that whole
movie.
When
Muhammad Ali wouldn't go to Vietnam.
Exactly, exactly. And that moment is something that transcends sports. It transcends football, obviously. And it's something that people need to understand and recognize how significant of a moment it was in our history, not just as a sports fan, but as an American citizen.
Absolutely. And Jim Brown, as I said, I mean, he was much more than just a football player, as Rob said. And he actually wanted to that summit. I mean, obviously it was in support of Muhammad Ali, but he really wanted African-American athletes and other wealthy African-Americans to work together to create economic empowerment for African-Americans. And to be honest, we haven't done that to this day, what he really envisioned. And so he had wanted to create something called the Black Economic Union, I believe was the name. And it got going locally in the Midwest, but never really took off nationally. And I would actually maybe challenge today's, not maybe, challenge some of our athletes and entertainers today to take up that mantle and work towards economic empowerment of African-Americans as a whole and not just, you know, flaunting stuff individually. Not that all of them do, but some do. And so that's what Jim Brown was about. But Rob, you brought up the football and just, you know, a few things to echo what you said. Jim Brown is still today the only football NFL player ever to average more than 100 yards per game for their career. He averaged 104.3 yards a game for his career. Barry Sanders is second with 99.8, right there, but not quite at 100. Jim Brown is one of the few running backs ever to average over 5 yards per attempt for his career. That was a huge number back when I was younger and really up until recent times. Michael Vick, not a running back, has the record at 7, but Randall Cunningham, 6.4. Marion Motley, who was a running back before Jim Brown, he averaged 5.7. That's the record. Jamal Charles, who had the great, if somewhat brief, career in Kansas City, 5.4. Nick Chubb's currently at 5.2. And then Jim Brown at 5.2. So to this day, he still, you know, has numbers that have not been surpassed by most of the greatest running backs we've ever seen. I think the only argument, Rob, against him being the GOAT running back or even football player would probably be, one, if for those that consider Brady, I mean, again, I view him as a quarterback. It's like a pitcher in baseball,
right?
To me. I wouldn't view Roger Clemens or Randy Johnson or Bob Gibson as the greatest baseball player. I don't view a quarterback as the greatest football player. But Jim Brown, it would be, Rob, that when you look at how African-Americans have dominated sports or football in particular and basketball, but football in this case, you might, some would say, well, you know, there were still not legal rules necessarily, but a lot of rules keeping a lot of great African-Americans from playing at that time. So was the competition he faced, it wasn't what it is today or even in the 90s, you know, or beyond after that. But I would say that doesn't stop us, many people, from recognizing Babe Ruth
right
as the greatest baseball player ever. And so I would counter that with that argument. And again, his number, it's not like his numbers are really that comparable, Rob, to what anybody's doing today. You said he led the league in rushing 8 out of 9 years. He rushed for more than 100 yards per game for, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of his 9 seasons. And again, career over 100. So I look, it's a great debate. I don't feel like it's as cut and dried as the NBA debate, where I believe Jordan is clearly the GOAT. But Jim Brown, it's hard to argue against him being the greatest of all time. So
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Karol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royalty.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Theodore Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob G. Rob Guerra is in for Rob Parker. And we're live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is a wonderful thing. So bundle and save at progressive.com, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Simply put, is Jim Brown the greatest football player of all time?
All right, let's hear from the people, Chris. Get it started with Rick in Fort Lauderdale. Rick, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, buddy?
Good evening, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Yes, Jim Brown was the GOAT. You remember, he played in a 12-game season, not even 14 or 17 like we have now. He played in a 12-game season. He's the only quarterback to win three MVPs. And he was a civil rights activist, but he was also a humanitarian. When you work with gangs, it's not being a humanitarian, it's not just about donating money, but it's right. What you do in your community. So working with gangs, I think, makes him a humanitarian. And what I loved about Jim Brown is that he worked with both, you know, both parties. He wasn't just whether a Democrat or a
right.
He visited with President Trump. I'm sure he worked with Democratic presidents. So he was an all around. He just wanted the best for the black community. And this is one thing that I loved about him. Whenever he played down here in South Florida at Dan Marino's tournament, he would sign autographs. Not like a lot of today's players that won't sign for free unless they're getting paid. No, Jim Brown would sign for you. He would talk to you. He was a very humble and nice man. And here's one last thing. People talk about how great he was at lacrosse. I have heard and read that his best sport was actually baseball. He could have been a major league baseball player.
Well, he was. That's a great call, and thank you for those for that recollection. Yeah, that was great. He was All-American in lacrosse. Rob, averaged 38 points a game in basketball in high school. I mean, and in baseball, you just heard Rich talk about that. So yeah,
and just for housekeeping, he did play half of his career with the 14-game season. But
it changed.
But also, he's mentioned the three-time MVP. This I'm looking through his Pro Football Reference page. Through his nine-year career, this is his MVP finishes every year. First, third, fourth. This one, I don't know what PB means. Second, first.
Wow. Well, I think, Rob.
Comprehend that.
Right. He is in the discussion. We're talking about greatest football player ever. But when you talk about just greatest athlete, and let's just say pure athlete, not they did this, they did the most in their sport, but just kind of pure all-around athlete, he's in that discussion. Yeah. Him, I would put LeBron James in there.
Yes.
Those two, maybe Wilt Chamberlain, because he was
a track star. Yeah, I think Wilt would be the other one I would think of.
Yeah,
high jump champ, all that kind of stuff.
Deion. Yeah. You could put Deion Sanders in there.
Well,
I mean.
Look, Deion is great, right? Legendary professional two-sport athlete. I think even he would say, no, I'm not in Jim Brown's class.
I think he's in the class. And now he might humbly say that, but in his heart, he's in the class. Now, he might not be
Jim
better.
Jim Brown was 6'2", 230.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a different kind of physical specimen.
That's a good point.
All right.
But Deion was lightning fast, as Jim was, but not quite.
All right, let's keep it moving. We got Kyle in Virginia. Kyle, you're on the Occupy Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Great.
Good. Y'all stole my thunder. I was going to talk about how he was got to be one of the top three athletes of all time. Right up there with like Babe Ruth and Wilt Chamberlain in terms of just legendary, just so much better than everybody else. And but since you stole that, I'll go ahead and talk about also he was a humanitarian and famous for that as much as anything. And anyway, I'm sad to hear that he's gone. Thanks.
No, that's a good call. And Rob, to have such a great sports career and then, you know, have arguably as great, you know, do as great things off the field.
Yes.
That says a lot. That says a lot. That's Ali territory.
After winning the MVP at eight. Yeah. He just turned 30. And I didn't even know why he retired. I knew he retired early.
To do movies.
To do movies. And according to ESPN, Art Modell, who was the Browns owner, threatened to suspend Brown's pay if he didn't report to training camp on time because he was filming the Dirty Dozen. And instead, he's like, I'm just going to retire then, work on movies and my social justice.
I think he was making more money from movies.
I'm sure he was.
At that time.
I'm sure he was. Yeah. All right, we got time for one more. We got to get in the legend here, Mark in Sacramento. Mark, you're on the Yacht Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
Glad you guys took my call today. This one's from my era. Seeing this man pass away, I don't think the young people really understand the effect he had on society. Just a great man, and I'm really sad because two of the greatest voices during that time that helped us to the civil rights passed away this year, and they're in heaven. Him and Bill Russell flanked Muhammad Ali in that picture. They now both have gone to heaven, so I feel a little bit sad. I'm looking at a picture on my wall. I have five pictures on my wall in my den. I'll tell you who it is. Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, Muhammad Ali, Bill Russell, and Jim Brown. I'm looking right at him.
Wow.
No, and that's a great call, Mark.
Thanks,
and,
Mark.
You know, some people might say, oh, they're just athletes. You know, how do you put them next to Martin Luther King? Look, those athletes, they had a huge impact on this country. Not just sports, but the entire society. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it that their dominance and greatness in sports went a long way in, you know, bringing about better race relations. And for all they went through, it still did make things better racially in a lot of ways.
Yeah, but Mark is missing one picture from his office. That's the picture of Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. I feel like you guys have done just as much as the rest of those cats.
Flattery will get you nowhere.
That's right.
I'm still going to take you down.
It's going to take me a lot of places.
All right, Rob G, I told y'all he had takes. Well, he got one coming up, and it's going to knock your socks off.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Karol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royalty.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Theda Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
And Rob G, you are our resident super Lakers fan, and sorry to say that your Lakers went down last night. Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic shot them down 108-103. The Nuggets take a 2-0 lead over the Lakers, and Jamal Murray did it. 23 points in the fourth quarter. To put that into perspective, because he finished with 37. In one quarter, he had more points, seven more points, than Anthony Davis for the entire game. Check this out. In one quarter, he scored more points than LeBron James did the entire game. More than any Laker scored in the entire game. And he leads them to a 2-0 victory. And what do you have to say about Jamal Murray?
Everything that we say positive about Jimmy Butler, playoff Jimmy, which is a thing, by the way, we need to have that same energy for Jamal Murray. He is the Mountain West version of playoff Jimmy.
Ooh.
All right. This postseason, he has the most 30-point games tied with Jokic and Tatum, okay? He is one of only two players with 100-plus fourth-quarter points in this postseason.
Ooh.
This season, actually, even more impressively, in his career, he is averaging in the playoffs 25-6-5 on 47-41-91. And the most impressive stat of all, after last night, he now has four 20-point fourth quarters in a playoff in his playoff career, which is two more than Michael Jordan, who is
second. The most since the
started keeping track of that in 1997.
Yeah, so I don't. It'd be interesting to see what Jordan. It shouldn't be too hard to find out,
right? Just someone's got time.
Right. But since then, Jordan only had two. He's got twice as many.
Jamal Murray scores efficiently, as his numbers suggest, and more importantly, he is an absolute killer in the fourth quarter. Even not just counting last night, but throughout the Nuggets postseason, Jokic will carry him for the first two and a half, three quarters. But when it's crunch time and people start getting tight and offenses start bogging down, everything goes through Jamal Murray. He is, without a doubt, one of the best playoff performers that we have in the NBA right now, if not the best, when you consider what he normally does in the regular season compared to what he does in the postseason. His numbers shoot up through the roof like nobody we've seen, even including Jimmy Butler.
Playoff Jimmy West. All right.
Of the Mountain West. Respect the Mountain West.
One thing you forgot to mention, back in the bubble, and a lot of people were calling him Bubble Jamal and all that.
Yep.
And in remember that, I won't say legendary because it was only a first-round series, but the terrific series between Denver and Utah.
Yes.
And he was going at it with Donovan Mitchell. And check this out, Rob G. In three consecutive games, these were his numbers. 50 points, 42 points, 50 points. I mean, now, the two games before the first 50, he had 14 and 12. But still, 50, right. 42, and 50 is crazy. And a lot of people disparaged him. It almost became almost a negative. Oh, he was great in the bubble, you know, but what's he done since then? Well, here's the problem. He's been injured.
He's been hurt.
I don't think it was anything to do with the bubble. Like some guys, right? TJ Warren was phenomenal in the bubble and hadn't done much since. It's been all about the injuries. He had that ACL injury, hasn't really been healthy, and this is the first year he's back, really back to himself.
Yes.
And you see what he's doing in the playoffs. Look, all you said is good. Here's the one reason that I wouldn't say, I would say this year, Butler so far has been more impressive in the playoffs. Because Jamal is doing it as the second guy. Now, I don't mean that in a negative way, but it's all off of Nikola Jokic. Like, Nikola Jokic is arguably the best player in the world. And Nikola, as you said, is carrying them for three-pointers. Jamal is the I don't want to say it like Jokic isn't clutch, but Jamal is...
He's the closer.
You know, the closer, yeah. Right. But to close, you have to have somebody to get you there. Now, maybe it'll be you. Like, it was Jordan. In Miami, it's Butler. But in Denver, the guy that gets you there is Jokic. And he also draws so much attention that that just in and of itself makes it easier for Jamal Murray. Whereas Butler, Butler's playing with Caleb Martin, undrafted. Max Strus, undrafted. Gabe Vincent, undrafted. Kevin Love, old. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, he has to carry us to the finish line and then close it. Like, that's the difference. And I'm not saying Murray couldn't do that. I don't know that he could or couldn't. But we don't know because he hasn't had to do that. We haven't had to see him be that guy. And I do think a lot, as great as he is, I do think a lot of people would question if he was the number one guy, could he be a number one guy and take a team this deep? And that's why I'd say, no, he's not. As great as he's been, and he has been phenomenal, I would still, now, in the class of Butler, absolutely. But I give Butler the edge because he's had a much, much more difficult load to carry and burden
to
bear. Well,
I think at some point, the undrafted teammates narrative kind of loses its steam a little bit when you consider that just because the guy's undrafted doesn't mean that he hasn't been a great NBA player or a good NBA player.
Austin Reeves is
proving that point exactly. And this Miami Heat team, which had a terrible regular season shooting from the three ball, has become like the KD Steph Curry Warriors in this playoff run. When if you leave a guy open, Gabe Vincent or Max Strus is going in. Like you lose them on a pin down, that three is going to go up, it's going to go in, there's nothing you can do about it. So they are playing very well around him. Same thing is going on in Denver.
And they are, but there's no Jokic. There's nobody close to Jokic. There's nobody drawing the double teams like Jokic is in Miami.
Wouldn't you say, and you know, I don't want to get too X's and O's, but wouldn't you say that as good as Jokic is, their best play in Denver, period, is Murray Jokic pick and roll?
Yeah.
And it's not just because of Jokic.
It's because of both.
But Murray's absolutely devastating in the pick and roll.
But Jokic is not like that's the only way Jokic gets it done. Even that play is Murray being helped by Jokic.
They help each
other. Whereas with Jokic, I'll put him down on the block and he'll back anybody down and throw up a little jump hook. Anybody. Or Jokic will – now, Murray can obviously hit threes without the pick too, but so can Jokic. Like, I I'm not saying Murray wouldn't be
great. We're splitting hairs at this point.
No, I don't think so.
I think we are.
Because is he not the number two guy?
Yeah, but Kobe was the two guy to Shaq. It didn't make it any less impressive.
A little.
Really?
Kobe was young, so Kobe was great. Don't get me wrong. He was phenomenal. But he was also very young.
Yes.
So that added to, wow, this young kid is doing this. Now, if he had been 28 at the time, it would have still been impressive. But he was young. And it was clear that Shaq was the guy. Like, you wouldn't compare what Kobe did in those first three finals that they won to what Jordan did when he won the finals. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's the difference. Like, Jordan had to carry his team. Jimmy Butler has to carry his team. Kobe and Murray at least Kobe in that first iteration with Shaq, did not have to carry the team. They may have closed the deal, sealed the deal, but it was somebody else.
That is because it's eerily similar the way you describe it. Shaq was the guy that driving the force, but then who closed the door? It was Kobe. Same thing with Jokic and Murray.
Similar to something else, too. We'll get into that later.
That's a tease.
Yes, yes. All right, but we got a big game coming up tonight. Speaking of Jimmy Butler, just about as close as you can get to a must-win for the Celtics. We'll get into that next. But it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Guerra, and for Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob,
thank you, Alex. Yes.
Must win tonight for the Celtics?
No, of course not.
Wow.
I don't know if you know this, Chris. I'm sure you do because you're a well-read individual. You go with the big television show on FS1.
Thank you.
The Boston Celtics, who are hosting Game 2 in Boston, are better on the road than they are at home. They're 4-4 in this postseason at home, 4-2 on the road. So even if they fall down 0-2 here in the first two games going back to Miami, I would probably have more confidence in them to win the next two in Miami than if they were to win tonight than I would for them to win the next two in Miami. If that makes any sense.
Oh, that does make sense. I hadn't thought of it that way, but that's interesting. It does make sense. I'll put it this way. I would have more confidence in them if they lose this game tonight, winning the next two on the road than any other team in the playoffs.
Yes.
And that goes for the 16 teams, not just the four that are left, you know? So I'll give you that. I don't know why that is, that they're better on the road than they are at home. Obviously, they have a great home crowd and everything. But that is the reality, and they are frustrating. Like,
that's the understatement, Chris.
Oh, my God. Right. Exasperating.
There you go.
They play with their food. That's the new phrase out there, right? They play with their food too much.
Doc Rivers says play with the meat.
Play with the meat. I don't want to take anything away from Miami, but I'm sorry. Boston, now Eric Spoelstra is the best coach by a mile. And no disrespect to Joe Mazzulla, but you're a rookie. You've made some rookie mistakes, obviously.
Repeatedly.
Yes. And you're going against arguably the best coach in the league. Certainly one of them.
Yes.
And so Miami has that advantage. I think Jason Tatum is a better player than Jimmy Butler. But when it gets to the playoffs, it's definitely arguable. Regular season, I mean, Tatum's number four in the MVP voting. Tatum was first team All-NBA. I don't think anybody's going to disagree with him being a better, at least regular season player. But in the playoffs, it's arguable. But Boston clearly has the better roster and should win this series on talent.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they lose, as much as we want to and should credit Miami, a lot of it is Boston just didn't show up and do what it's supposed to do. They've used terms like let go of the rope, not playing with a sense of urgency, getting complacent. Marcus Smart says sometimes we don't do the little things. That's all true. And so I think some of it, Rob G, might be that when they go on the road, because they play with their food, they often are in a desperation situation. But the fact is they do get it done. Last year, they were down 1-0 to Miami at this point last year in the Eastern Conference Finals. They won that series in seven, and guess where they won game seven at? Miami. Last year, the series before that, down 3-2, going to Milwaukee against the best player in the world. They win that game, six, and then go back to Boston, where, again, they don't play well, Rob, and they won game seven. So this is a team that, for whatever reason, plays its best basketball when its backs are against the wall. Now, I hate them putting their backs against the wall, and they might do it again tonight. I don't think so. I think they win because while they're not, it's not do or die, It is you. I don't want to mess around with Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra.
Right.
They're not Doc Rivers and Joel Embiid. with all due respect, or James Harden for that matter. Like, they are Jimmy Butler, Rob G, is a flat out dog. He might have the most heart, and this is a lot of dudes in the league with heart. Most guys in the league got great heart. He might have the most heart in the league. He might be the grittiest, grimiest, toughest dude in the league, mentally, physically. And if you are not a dog yourself, you will wilt in his presence on the court. And I don't think Boston's doing that at all. I think Jason Tatum has shown he got dog in him. And Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart and some of these other guys, Al Horford, their team, they're not soft.
No. They're unfocused, but
that's what
but
you're
not
facing.
Soft.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I just wouldn't want to play around with that, Rob G.
I wouldn't either. And you know what they say? Yeah, they had that dog in them. Like, you've seen the x-rays on social media.
Yeah.
It's an x-ray of a dog, and then a guy, and there's an x-ray of a dog inside of his chest.
Right.
I saw one on Twitter the other day. It was an x-ray of a dog and had Jimmy Butler inside of him. It was the inverse. Like, man, that dog got Jimmy Butler in him.
Right, right. I love that. That's good. But he had a tough upbringing. I never would have imagined Rob G when he wasn't even playing second fiddle to Derrick Rose
no.
in Chicago. He was like just, you know, a player. And I never would have imagined he'd become this good, but he is. So Boston better take care of business. All right, we got 2 hours left. It's the Odd Couple. Keep it locked.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me. You won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis,
mm-hmm.
back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.